Prostatism. 8, what's that? 9, Sharpamel. 14, mobile. And 16, the emergency. 6, 8, 9, 14 and 16. The third, number 1, Belle Celine. 4, secret puzzle. 13, vintage beauty. And the emergency, 16 and 18. 1, 4, 13, 16 and 18. The fourth, number 9, Rhyme Nor Rhythm, and 10, Tarzan, 9 and 10. Race 5, 2, Beat Street, 3, Chandana, 8, Endless Days, 13, Courageous Rock, and the emergencies, 16 and 18. 2, 3, 8, 13, 16 and 18. Race 6, number 5, Monster of Energy, 10, Deitch, and 13, Andras, 5, 10 and 13. Race 7, 1 Profiler, 4 Live Fast, 5 Neptune Palace, 14 Chili's I Am, 15 Voltaire Lumiere, and the emergency 16, 19 and 21. Race 8, 1 Cellar Girl, 3 Hingis Rose, 15 Cabrian, and 18 the emergency, 1, 3, 15 and 18. And race 9, there's a heap here, take out 3 Auradonna, 6 Tinto Elemento, 7 Bold Gypsy, 10 Sweet Repeat, 12 One Golden Day, 14 Says Me, and the emergencies 18, 20 and 21. So a heap of scratchings there for the program today at Doomben, and we're on a good 4. And finally, we're at Morfordville Parks in Adelaide, all the meeting on the course proper, Race 1 is on the course proper, the jumps race. It's marked the soft 6, and the Morfordville Parks, the penetrometer is 5.9. The track rating, though, for the parks track. Okay, I can look at the course proper, and it's a soft 6, but the parks track isn't there. But it's got a penetrometer of 5.9. The scratchings, they haven't quite gone in for them. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 3, Leo Britt, number 3. The third, number 5, Magna Rock, number 5. Race 4, number 5, Chestnut Charlie and 9, Corona, 5 and 9. Race 6, number 12, Ribbon of Choice, number 12. Race 7, number 3, Removal. 6, Kentucky Flyer. 8, Evil Dreams. 11, Destiny's Reward. And 13, Hollandi. That's 3, 6, 8, 11 and 13. And race 8, 3, Usain Dane, and 12, Fine Approach, 3 and 12. That's the information for Morfordville Parks. The Morfordville Parks is a soft 5, and the course proper for the first, the jumps, is a soft 6. That's the latest scratchings. Back with our full preview for Rose Hill in just a moment.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to the Western Districts this Sunday for Narromine Cup Day.
Playing game's got its head in front.
Don't miss Mick Wallace's preview Sunday morning at 10.
Playing game by about a head.
Then all the Narromine racing action through the afternoon on Sky Sports Radio.
Get your entries in now for the Inglis Melbourne August Thoroughbred Sale. It's the ideal time to sell your racing and breeding prospects before the spring. August 25 at Oaklands Junction. Supplementary entries close August 18. Visit inglis.com.au.
Here's Sweet 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx Blitz.
She's a champion. Winx.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick Saturday, August 19 at Might and Power Race Day.
To see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities, including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo, and much more. For more information, visit the ATC.com.au.
At Bingley, we've got a great deal this weekend only. Spend $200 or more and you'll get a Bingley card worth 10% of your purchase.
What if I spend $4,350?
Mum, you get a Bingley card worth $435 and you can use it towards a brand new ultra-high-def TV for me.
I wouldn't do that.
Just an example.
I should make an example for you.
This weekend only, spend more than $200 at Bingley and get a Bingley card on the spot.
Get a great deal off anything with it.
And there's a great deal more in store.
Excludes ASCO and Mueller. Card expires 3 months from date of issue. See bingley.com.au for details.
details.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team. We're offering a fabulous filly by Medaglia d'Oro, sire of 103 stakes winners, 17 at Group 1 level, including the Gay Train Slipper Sensation Vancouver from Catalan Bay. Winner of three races in Group 2 performer, second Dam Kim Angel was a Group 1 Derby winner.
She's very much like Vancouver. She's got size, length, and there's something about her that all of us like.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Next Saturday, the champion mare Winx is back at Randwick.
It is Racing HQ here on Sky One, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. And Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, is with us. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
And we've just got through Hogmanay in Race 5 is Andrew Atkins. So that's Race 5, number 3, Andrew Atkins. We're just waiting for Den Pur.
Yeah, Den Pur will also be Andrew Atkins. That's just come through in the last few minutes, Andrew.
Okay, so Andrew Atkins is Race 4, number 8, and Race 5, number 3. So we've got all the replacements for James Innes Jr. Runner, mate, take us through a couple of these horses.
Out of the first, Andrew, Bilalo rode still on the 15th of July, beaten 3 lengths by Buddy Honest, but we did speak to Kieran McAvoy just with respect to his riding, making the home turn, and the horse was probably held off the clear running until about the 200 metres, and once it found the clear, it did find the line quite nicely, so it certainly should have finished closer. The second race, Magical Stance at Rose Hill on the 29th of July, instructions were to be midfield, but it raced very keenly, and then consequently it was caught without cover, and from that point, it was left exposed, and certainly were some excuses for it in that race. In race three, Andrew, we Gold Ambition. We spoke to Tim Clark at Randwick on the 5th of August just in respect to the riding of the horse. Instructions were changed on that day to be ridden with cover, but the horse got caught wide throughout the early and middle stages. It never had cover, but then near the 700 metres again, it was taken wider, and it did show a bit of a return to form there last start, beaten 2 lengths by Stain, but probably had some excuses all the same. And the last one to mention, Andrew, Wild and Famous in race 5, well-documented protest by Most Exalted was upheld, but it was also held up the clear running in the early part of the straight, and then probably over the concluding stages, it was inclined to shift ground under pressure and proved difficult to ride, and the addition of a one-cup blinker and bubble cheekers might also assist it as well.
Wild and Famous there for Peter and Paul Snowden, race 5, number 2. Thanks a lot, Mark. Enjoy the day out there in the sunshine.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. We've got Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser with us, completing our team for the preview. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Munns.
Morning, Andrew. You're sounding a bit like me. I've woken up a bit thick in the wind this morning. I hope they don't swab me because I've gone into the inhaler already. So hopefully I'll get through the day. But what
You'll
an
be right.
Interesting day's racing we've got here today.
Well, we have, and let's bring us right up today. Let's get cracking into our preview with Ron and Mike as well, because this first race has created so much interest, particularly with one horse.
Yeah, they put this on like suntan lotion, Brill cream, whatever you want to say, Andrew, another sin we're talking about. So this is the Tab Highway. It's a Class 2 today, over 1,100 metres, and the toppy here, Lifesaver. Back is a gelding, and it's also had bone chips removed from an off-fore knee. That was earlier. I think that was a $5 chance. And there is more at $13. Bulala at $10. Surprise Party at $9.50. Boys are changing these prices as I speak. Marco Man at $34 with the winkers on today. Never So Serious at $9. Prince Jacko at $34. We go to Supertonic at $12. Cartel with blinkers on, cross noseband on, tongue tie on is a $6 chance. Another Sin is now the $3 favourite. And Tsar I'm Youthful at $81. When I texted you, Andrew, that was approximately 7:45, I think it was. It was $3.70. It went. Went up $3.20. It went. Now $3 after $14 was bet about it this morning. There was $27,000 invested on it yesterday alone when it was $6.50 to $3.70. It was put up originally as $14. First bet was $1,500 at $14. Same customer came back 60 seconds later to have $1,500 on it at $10. And it's been all the way in since that point. Second pick and a long, long way away is Supertonic and Lifesaver. And you cannot find the fourth pick.
Yeah, well, speed in the race, obviously, this horse, Another Sin's going to hold its spot from barrier two. It'll press forward and lead. Lifesaver won't be too far away. A couple of wide runners there, Never So Serious and number two, And There Is More. They've got a little bit of pace and maybe Prince Jacko posing up behind them, but I suppose this leads up for this first starter that they put all the money on, Ron.
Yeah, it's just the great uncertainty of, you know, an unraced horse, things, you know, whether there's enough experience to come out on the front foot every time, but he did show good gate speed in that trial, and from that inside draw, if he jumps, you'd expect him with 53 kilos to be right on top of the speed, which is a question mark today. Maybe it's a big advantage to be on the speed with a good three track at Rose Hill Garden running time, but sometimes it can be hard to make up ground. So I'm a little on the fence with my top tip here, Cartel. I quite like this colt. He's got blinkers, a tongue tie, and a crossover noseband on today. There's been 54 days since he landed. Really nice bets there, charging over the top of them there at Goulburn. They run faster time than the Class 2 on the same day. I concede he's back onto a drier track today, but what I saw from him, he looks rather talented, and I think he's going to get to good odds here. I'll gamble on him. I think Another Sin is the obvious danger. We all know about that trial. He darted clear, beating, you know, pretty well open horses. I think the second and third horses out of that trial have come out and won. And every interview you hear, it's positive, positive, positive. So he's obviously the testing material here. Bulala, it's a month since being held up, and he should have finished much closer here at Rose Hill last time, and he will be strong late as well. And Lifesaver from the Matty Dunyard with that gelding operation and bone chips removed. It was the Deegan trial was okay, wasn't really extended there, and he's the unbeaten horse, should always be respected. 9, 10, 3, and 1.
Yeah, look, I'm with this plunge horse. I'm 10, 9, 7 and 3. As I said, I had a small crumpet on it on Wednesday night. I was thinking, you know, it might be a 5 or 6 to 1 chance come race day, but the flood of money for it, everyone's aware of it. It trialled well. As Ronnie said, second and third horse have won since out of that trial. It was a massive gap to the fourth horse. Blinkers go on. It's, from all reports, it's been beating the Monstar in track gallops. I mean, any horse can do that, can win a Class 2. And I just can't wait to see this race, to see how good he goes. I've got him on top of Cartel for all the reasons Ronnie said. He ran good overall time, ran really strong sectionals on his debut win there at Goulburn 54 days ago. Obviously a horse with talent, has to run on, but you know, the ability's there for sure. Number 7, Prince Jacko. I thought this one was over the odds. Was run to suit in the best ground, but ran really good on-pace sectionals, winning a maiden at Goulburn, over 1,050. That was its first outing for 42 days, so bound to be fitter, and does look to map quite nicely here, and I think it can definitely run a place at a big price. And for fourth, number 3, Bulala, ran on well, winning first up at Gundagai. Didn't have every chance its last two starts in Class 2s and Class 3s, both here in town. The latest was at this track and distance, so got some experience there. 10, 9, 7, 3.
Darren Flindell calling all the action, of course, for Sky and the Australian Turf Club. He likes Another Sin in the first as well, number 10, to beat 1, 8 and 9. 10, 1, 8 and 9. A very intriguing, the 11:55 Tab Highway there at Rose Hill. Race 2, Glenn, the scratching is the Thug, number 7.
Yeah, I loved the comment from Brett Kavanagh on Twitter yesterday. We'll be racing and they'll be chasing. In the second here, the Fairfield RSL Club, the Vaucluse Bay, the Toppy, went up 2.15 first thing this morning. They've had a rejig here. It was into $1.90, and if I could bring the right race up, it'd be handy. It is still at $1.90 now, Vaucluse Bay. Zorkan at $4.80. Magical Stance at $6.50. Multifacets is a $15 pop. King Viv with the earmuffs off at $12. Not a Gypsy is an $8 chance. The Thug came out on Wednesday, 6 cents a winner, nothing the place. Manhattan Sun at 41, and Oakfield Monarch is a $23 chance. Best supported runner here is Vaucluse Bay, as I said, already 2.15 to 1.90 today. Did go up as high as $2.90. The Thug went up a $10 chance at the same time. It was into 2.40 rather quickly and has trimmed up all the way since then. Second pick is actually the bottom one here, Oakfield Monarch, 23 to 26 to 19 to 21 back to 23.
Speed in the race? Well, there isn't much at all. It's one of several races today where we don't have any real designated leaders. So Vaucluse Bay and King Viv, they're the two that I think will probably press forward and sort the lead out. Corey didn't seem opposed to taking up the running if Chris Watt allows him to, but they're the on-pacers. Zorkan won't be too far away. Multifacets can probably hold a spot from a good draw also, but not much pressure here, Ronnie.
Agree. I had the same two horses going forward, King Barriers 4 and 5 here, Vaucluse Bay and King Viv, but not... I think he'll roll Corey. This horse is, he seems to hit flat spots the other day, and I like the way he sort of picked him up and went to the line. So I know he's up 6.5 kilos, but he's an in-form horse coming back a little in grade, in fact, and he has looked really good coming of age at his past couple of starts. He looks a progressive sort of middle distance horse. I can't get away from him, but wow, $1.90. I mean, like you say, Glenn said he went up $2.90 earlier in the week. I don't know whether that's money or just a rejig of the situation. It'd be interesting to see what happens with his price between, you know, say 9 and 11.30 today, when more action happens where the big boys can get on. So I don't know whether they want to take the $1.90 though. But I think he's clear top pick. I'm wary of Not a Gypsy. It's a month since that first up run at 1500. This distance is much more to his liking, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him run on strongly here. He's a tricky horse, Magical Stance. He was a month between runs last time, and he was too fresh. He's a horse that's got to be covered up, otherwise he can pull, and he's a big chance of pulling today because of the, if they go slow. So maybe he'll settle better on a quicker backup, but he's got enough talent to win this race, but a lot's got to go right. And Zorkan was too bad to be true the other day. His Flemington lead-up form was strong, and the marketplace said he'd be in the finish, and he didn't really do it a lot. But there'd be no surprise to see him jump out of the ground today. 1, 6, 3, and 2.
Yeah, I'm with the topper here. It's hard to go past, isn't he, Vaucluse Bay? He's been pretty impressive winning his last two starts. As Ronnie pointed out, he does go up 6.5 kilos, but comes back from benchmark 85 to a benchmark 80. And I think the lack of on-pace pressure here is also going to help him carry that weight. Hard to go past him. To beat number 4, Multifacets, he's a stablemate to this favourite. He should be fully fit now. He's been close enough all 5 runs, his preparation. The key to this horse's chances is he gets onto a really dry track today. He's hopeless when there's any moisture in the ground at all. Tommy Berry goes back on board. He's won on before. He knows him. Tommy was giving him half a push there this morning, thinking he'd race well. And as I said, from that good draw, I don't think he'd be too far off them. 3 for 3rd, Magical Stance. Fitter for four okay runs his preparation. He was wide last up behind the favourite a fortnight ago. Does meet that horse 4.5 kilos better at the weights. Probably a place chance at best. I think in 14 attempts at Rose Hill, he's yet to win, but has managed to run a place 6 times. So he's definitely in the mix for the minors. And for 4th, number 8, a roughie down the bottom, Manhattan Sun. He was a good rating winner at Hawkesbury 2 runs back. Not suited and a bit flat last start at Warwick Farm when he came back to a mile. And I think getting back onto a dry track, back out to 2,000, and he's got a little half pattern to improve. So he's a roughie that can figure in for the first fours. 1, 4, 3, and 8.
Darren Flindell goes for the Peter and Paul Snowden train, Not a Gypsy, number 6, third up today at 2,000 metres, 6 on top at $8 at the moment, to beat 1, 3 and 5, 6, 1, 3 and 5 in race number 2. Race 3 is the Premier's Cup prelude. Deanne Pena Glenn takes the ride on Gold Ambition here, number 8.
Yeah, and to put the second race into perspective, Ronnie, Vaucluse Bay is holding less than half as what's been invested on Another Sin in the first.
Yep.
And Another Sin as an individual runner is holding more than every race bar 3 in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane today.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So that's just putting it all into perspective, right, what's happening in that first and second races. The third here, we've got Classic Uniform as a $10 chance. Centre Pivot at 26. Loyalty Man with the visor on, but the blinkers come off, it's a $4.40 chance. Leopari's at 10. Very Delicious at 10. Sultan of Swing at 11. Arbitzum is the $2 favourite. Gold Ambition now with Deanne Pena to ride at 13. And Starfest the roughie at $126. Best supported runner here easily is Arbitzum. Two-thirds of the money invested on the race is on it. Did go up 240, was quickly into 2. by yesterday, then went back up 210 and back into 2. Second pick, and it's a third of the amount of money that's on Arbitzum, is Loyalty Man, who's gone 465, 460, 440, and the rest are just out the gate.
Yeah, well, this map's pretty easy. Arbitzum goes straight to the front. I think the top weight classic uniform from Barrier 1 will give up the lead to settle the box seat, with Loyalty Man maybe sitting outside it. And the only other one that I've really got going forward is Gold Ambition. The rest like to find their feet, but Arbitzum's going to roll along here. It's Catch Me If You Can.
You would think so, yeah. Although, you know, the classic uniform's a real hard grinder, a tough bugger, and Gold Ambition with no weight. Salt and a Swing's got a bit of gate speed. So, but I agree, he's too fast for them, unless they try something tricky trying to hold him up. He's saying that he's poison odds. He's got to start closer to $3 than $2, I think. Anyway, I'll leave that to the punters. I'm a Loyalty Man fan here. He's 3 weeks between runs. I thought he did enough fighting on hard. When well tried there at Randwick last time, I thought he mapped beautifully here from a good draw. Abdullah takes over. I think there's a lot to like about Loyalty Man here. I think Sultan of Swing's the danger. I think all his three Sydney runs have been excellent. Timmy Clark takes over, and he'll tough it out well here, up to 1,800 for the first time. 5, Berry Delicious. I know it seems like 10 years since she's won a race, but the stable is flying, and she did run second at her only try at this distance, and I think she comes out of the right races. And I'll throw in Arbitzum. Look, he's going great, and just that he hasn't won past 1,400, and I know he was just nudged out at 1,800 two starts back, and he did have 60 kilos that day, but it was a benchmark 74. So, look, I just thought, although he's likeable, he was poison odds to my way of thinking here. I could make cases for Classic Uniform. I could make a case for Gold Ambition. I could make a case for Centre Pivot here. 3, 6, 5, and 7.
Yeah, no, I'm with the favourite here. Arbitzum. I've got no problem at all with the 1800. I mean, he's only had the one trip. He was beaten a lip by Vaucluse Bay after going out at warp speed here at Rose Hill. They're in 148.6 there, and it was on a track that was officially listed as, you know, partially dead. He'll fly solo in front here. 53 in his back. He drops plenty of weight on. I do agree on easier assignments of recent times, but I just think he'd be too hard to run down with the weight. On top of Loyalty Man, number 3, he's had a really solid platform this campaign. His first 3 runs at Flemington were all good. His latest, he was up on the speed and fought on really well at Randwick over today's trip behind Sound Proposition. He maps great. A great staff for this horse also. This is his 5th run back today. He's won 5th up 2 from 2, and both of those runs were the best performances in that current preparation. So he's definitely going to perform. 1 Classic Uniform, fully fit, also maps really nicely. He dug deep when beating the lip here over 1,500 last start. 1,800's not a problem. He's won over 1,900 last preparation. So, and he's a really good trier, that horse. And for 4th, number 4, Leopari. He looked a bit plain the other day behind Shiraz, but it was a sit-and-sprint race on a leader's track, and he never got into it. And the jock sort of, when he was beaten at the 150, he sort of, you know, didn't really knock him around. He's never won over the trip, but he's had 4 distance runs, but he's been wide in every one of them. So, you know, he's a horse that might be able to sit and grind into the race, especially if this fave does roll along. 7, 3, 1 and 4.
Darren Flindell likes the 6 Sultan of Swing to be 3, 7 and 1 in the third race. 6, 3, 7 and 1. We'll take a break and then we'll have a look at the first leg of today's Big 6.
Come and be part of Australia's biggest charity race day, featuring the TPG San Domenico Stakes, August 26th at Rose Hill Gardens. The ASX Thomson's Reuters Charity Race Day features huge raffle prizes and exciting auctions, supporting over 33 charities. Plus, for $210 per person, you can enjoy a day of fun, entertainment and first-class hospitality in the Grand Pavilion. Be part of something special. Get a grip together now and book at www.theatc.com.au.
winter racing action heats up this weekend with big events in Sydney and Melbourne. And to help get your day off to a flying start, we've got plenty of extra value available across both meets, including an unforgettable trifecta offer. Plus, you can cheer on your bets by watching all races live on the Tab app and get expert tips and late mail on our racing blog. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loans subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Aquas Farm swing open the gates for a very special stallion parade on Friday, August 25. Located at Murrurundi in the Hunter Valley, come see our proven blue blood stallions, Artishilla, Dream Ahead and Almaha, and exciting first season stallions Divine Prophet and Kiss and Make Up. There are 2 parades on the day at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Light refreshments will be served prior to each parade. Shuttle bus available. Visit aquasfarm.com or call 6546 6550 to register.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. Ron Duffy, Mike Fraser are with us. Glenn Munsey as well from Tab. We're looking at the program at Rosehill. We're up to the first leg of that Big Six. As you've just heard, a projected pool of around $100,000 expected. Glenn and Andrew Atkins takes the ride on Denpur, number 8.
Yes, this is the Dooleys here. Benchmark 94 over 1,100 metres. Mount Nebo is the roughie at $41. Zestful at $7. Den Magic just got a twist in to $6.50. Batterhoth with the tongue tie off at $5. Petrosian at $10. No Doubt at $26. Sir Plush at $2.80. Denpur with blinkers on and Andrew Atkins at riding change at $9. And Salita a $7.50 chance. Not the busiest betting race of the day here. Sir Plush, the most popular runner, has 290, got into as short as 260. It's got back to 280. Second pick is Denpur, who's been 14 at best into 9. And third pick is Den Magic, who went 6 out to 7 back into 650.
Yeah, well, speed in the race. Initially, I had Sir Plush being left in front by default, but listening to your interview with Tommy Berry this morning, he seemed to think he was going to press forward with Salita from that wide draw and take up the running. Batterhoz won't be too far away. Petrosian can hold a bit of a spot, but there's not a great deal of pressure there on. They're the only real go-forward horse I've got. I was trying to get Mount Nebo into a spot, but I doubt he could keep up with these.
Yeah, he likes cover as well. He can pull a bit. So, yeah, look, I was up in the air. I had Sir Plush, Batterhoz, maybe Salita, maybe Petrosian, but his speed's at 1,300 metres. So ifs and buts across the board. Sometimes you see these slow races and they'll turn into a faster race.
Everyone wants to take advantage of it.
And this is a classic case, this race. But look, I'll go with Sir Plush here, doing the form before the market come out. I liked him. I'm just a little bit flawed with the price that he come up in what looked a competitive race. But I suppose once you do the map, you can understand why he come up that little bit shorter. He's had a month and an easy trial since that last run. He seems to be at his best fresh. When he was fresh last time, and he put 3 lengths in Batterhoff that day at Rosehill here, and I'll admit that was a wet track that day, but he was pretty impressive, I must say. So I loved his trial. He just went through the motions there. I'll go with him. I think the dangerous 3 Den Magic. I've always been a huge rat for her, but you know, you just face it, 2 wins from 22, but she has run at the top level all the way through her career. And her trial was great. So if she gets that unexpected little bit of pressure and she finds a back to get onto, she can rattle off a sectional, this mare, and this is a lovely race for her. Zestful, well, she is a dry tracker, and she is a fresh performer. She's untouchable fresh, 3 from 3. She's had 2 nice unextended trials, and she is drawn. Sometimes you get these slowly run races, barriers, inside barriers really come into play then, because she can adapt to speed when you've got that inside running. So she comes right into play, and Batterhoff, he missed a consistency, won't be far away. I like seven. Seven, three, two and four.
Yeah, good race this. Look, I'm going to go with the three here in Den Magic. I know it's only two from 22, but I think this mare's best runs, or some of her best runs, are when she's fresh. As Ronnie pointed out, she can reel off really good sectionals. She's had the two strong barrier trials. I think a repeat of this run last preparation, when she motored home in a 1,000-metre benchmark 93 at Randwick, would hold her in good stead for this. Obviously, you have to monitor how the track's playing, but I think if the bottom one presses forward and, you know, just puts a little bit of pressure into the race, I just think she's got the closing sectionals to run over the top of them. I'm going to lean towards her to beat another first upper in Den Purr, another that's had two strong trials. Definitely been waiting for a dry. Was in the other day and they scratched this horse, Peter and Paul Snowden. She's won three of the last four fresh, and the one, the most recent one where she didn't win, she should have been a lot closer. She had no luck. So she's another that can get home really strongly. For third, number seven, Sir Plush, no knock on the horse at all. He gets on pace favours. All three runs have been good. He was grabbed late by the very promising Washington Heights last start. He's had a nice little barrier trial since. And I think that another key factor to this horse's chances, back to 1,100, is also a bonus. And for fourth, Petrosian, number five, hasn't put a foot wrong in this preparation in four runs, two good wins. He was a good second last start at Randwick over 1,100 when coming back from 1,300, stays at the same trip, and he's another that will appreciate really dry tracks. It's a good little race. I'm just hoping they put a little bit of pressure on for the three from 8, 7 and 5.
Darren Flindell likes Sir Plush here to continue on, getting in the money again to beat 4, 3 and 8. 7, 4, 3 and 8 for Darren Flindell in race 4. Talking of Peter and Paul Snowden, Snowden Racing have just put up a photo on Twitter. The Snowden clan has been extended with the healthy arrival of Harper Snowden. With Sister Madison in the photo, congratulations go to Paul and Crystal. So well done to them on the birth of Harper Snowden. And that was the reason why Paul Snowden didn't reply to a text I sent him yesterday, guys. So congratulations to them, Duff.
All the best, yeah, awesome. The Snowden family. It's fantastic news.
Yeah, fantastic. Let's move to race five now. Glenn Andrew Atkins takes the ride on Hogamay, number three.
Yeah, no wonder they're getting those boxes at Flemington. Their family's extending more than their stable. I don't know about anything else, but good luck to Pete and Paul and all the family there. Grandma, Grandpa and all the others, they'll have fun anyway. Good, great family. The fifth race is St John's Bowling Club here. It's a benchmark 83 over 1350. Roaring to Win is out. The deduction taken this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing to place. Wild and Famous. As Tommy Berry and the stewards have already told us, a near side blinker and a near side bubble cheeker to try and get it a little bit straighter. It's a $4.80 chance. Hogmanay, Andrew Atkins, the rider there, resuming at 12. Peacock comes back as a gelding and also the tongue tie off at 370. No Interest at 750. Dorf Star at 13. The Pharaoh is favourite at $3.50. Argent Dior at $9. Zara Bay at 16. Fates Encore out, no deduction. Wayanka out running in Melbourne. 5 cents a win and nothing to place. Best supported runner here is Peacock. Although just out fractionally this morning, 360 to 370. Second pick is the Pharaoh. It's gone the other way this morning, 360 into 350. And third pick is Dorf Star. And it's, yeah, we bet as much as 16 about it, but went up 13 this morning.
Yeah, it's only a small field here, but there doesn't look to be a great deal of pressure in numbers or pace. I think the Pharaoh from Barrier 1 can dictate here. Peacock, a little on the fresh side, can hold its spot. Wild and Famous will obviously press forward into the first two or three. And then maybe Dorf Star and the bottom one there, Zara Bay, holding some sort of a spot. But I think the Pharaoh, the fave, will hold them out from Barrier 1. Ronnie?
Yeah, fit horse. Up on the speed in a couple of fast races of late, he'll roll and get control here. I think Peacock just gets straight on his back and it turns into a two-horse race. That's the way I'm looking at it here, and I'm keen on Peacock. He's been gelded this preparation. The tongue kite goes on. Loved his latest trial. I love the way they let him, you know, give him a bit of confidence, hitting the line and racing away. He appears ready to go in a winnable race. Obviously, the Pharaoh has his foot on the till and get with that control. He's going to be very hard to run down. out to number two, Wild and Famous, who's very honest on dry tracks, but just has that poor winning strike rate, but won't be far away again. And Hogman Ale run on strongly here. He's usually takes a run or two to come back to hand and probably wants a little further, but I'm looking for a nice finish from him late. 4, 7, 2, and 3.
Yeah, look, I'm with the one here at a bit of a price in number six, Dwarf Star. He hasn't been suited. He's made nice improvement all three runs as prep. To his most recent run at Randwick, where he was back from 1250 to 1000 with 58 kilos on his back. He was stuck on the fence in the worst ground. He was cluttered away and didn't get room till the last 120 metres, where he got to the line quite nicely. He gets back to 1350, gets onto a dry track, which is massive, and I think he's going to map well. And he made nice improvement last preparation, fourth up, and was successful. I just think at the price on offer. Now, I'm just trying to work out whether Brenton had the choice here, because he was on the Fairway last start, and he's off it, and he's on Dwarf Star in this. So if anyone could let me know, I'd really appreciate it, because if he had the choice, I think it's a good indicator that this horse is going to perform well. I like it to beat the Pharaoh, number seven. Ticks all the boxes, gets control here. It's another that's made nice on-pace improvement all three runs as prep. Up to 1,400 here, last start. So no issue at all there. It should take plenty of running down. For Peacock, pretty much everything Ronnie said is spot on. Looks really well forward based on his two trials. In four fresh appearances, it's only been placed once, but a few of those were quite strong races. This is definitely easier than last preparation when in that Group 2 Australian Stakes at Moonee Valley, so it's also there to perform. And Wild and Famous, I nearly fell off the chair when it lost on Protest the other day. Not saying it was the wrong decision, but cost me the quaddie. I struggled to get the quaddies, and I finally got one, and they took it off me. But anyway, that's the way it goes.
Not as you need it.
He was good. You know, look, he was good in that race. It was a bash and barred situation, but he got a bit of confidence out of it. You know, he doesn't know that the jock went and lost it in the room. So that was a fortnight ago, and that was his first run for 5 weeks, so he should be a little bit fitter with those minor gear changes. If he goes straight, he'll be competitive, and he is a Rose Hill horse. 6, 7, 4, and 2.
Darren Flindell likes the Pharaoh number 7 to beat 4, 3, and 8. 7, 4, 3, and 8, and we're chasing down what Abdullah chose there. We'll get that story to Ware as soon as we can.
He hasn't been in the country for 2 weeks, so it's one of his managers.
Yeah, it'll be his manager. No, we're chasing it down as we speak. Let's move to the big one of the day here on Racing HQ. We're previewing Rose Hill today. It is Club's New South Wales Western Metropolitan Race Day. If you've also got a ticket for the upcoming Bledisloe Cup, you get free entry today, Glenn, into Rose Hill.
You get to see the Bledisloe Cup, Andrew, because it's an absolute rarity that the Bledisloe Cup spends any time in Australia whatsoever. We're lucky to win a game at the moment, let alone the series. But good luck to all the rugby union fans going out there, and the big test next week. But the Smithfield RSL Rosebud, this is a listed event over 1,100 metres for three-year-olds. And Diamond Tathagata, the toppie for Mark Newnham, is an $11 chance. Minari, tongue tie on today, but the earmuffs come off in the pre-parade. Has he settled down a little bit? It's a $3 favourite. Trekking, also with the earmuffs off in the pre-parade, is a $4.40 chance. Then we go to Star of Quebec at $3.20. Overshare at $12. I'm excited, sound like Big Kev, at $11. Parast with the tongue tie off at $15. And Lights with the blinkers on is a $31 chance. Easily the best supported runner here, Minari. He went up favourite. He was replaced as favourite by Siege of Quebec yesterday, then went back into favourite yesterday afternoon, and he's the clear top pick here over Siege of Quebec. Third pick is I Am Excited. Fourth pick is Trekking.
Yeah, speed in the race. We discussed this earlier. I think Overshare and Parast from those wide draws will press forward. I think they'll cover these other horses up. Lights with the blinkers on won't be too far away. Siege of Quebec, obviously, under some pressure to hold its spot from Barrier 1. And I think Minari, even though it, you know, comes away clean and has got plenty of pace, I think with 60 and a half, I don't think they're going to want to be pushing the button with it. So I've got those other two, Overshare and Perez, taking the lead up.
I'm a Minari fan. I always have been. I loved his latest trial where he just was cruising through the line behind a very fast Condor Heroes there. I'm not even looking at the weights here in a sprint race, because it can be very misleading. You know, you look at the 60 and a half and it puts you on the back foot. But these sprinting three-year-olds, they you know, it's all over before they know it. They won't feel the weight. I'm happy to go with him. Having a nice grounding. I like what I've seen. And I'll go with his talent. I think Trekking's his danger. He's had only that one short course trial, winning with authority. He always promised to be a better three-year-old. The signs are very good. This is he's a yard watch. He was a little bit immature last preparation, but the vibes are strong about Trekking. Of the others, I've got an enormous respect for the filly. I am excited. She's trialled well. I like this filly. I think she's on the up. She's drawn for a beautiful sit, just with no pressure on her here, and she'll run well. And I think Parast should not be ignored here. She's a speedy filly whose dry form is pretty good, and she's also looked very sharp at the trials. He is talented. I think he's talented. I've left Siege at Quebec out only on a price angle. I just can't get him that short in this race, but the great unknown of the unbeaten horse is the factor there. I'm 2, 3, 6, and 7.
Yeah, it's a fabulous race, isn't it? Kick off for these three-year-olds. I'm with Trekking from the Godolphin Yard. First up, a beautiful little trial there at Randwick. There wasn't much in the race, but did it with authority after sitting wide and just cruised away for them. His fresh form was terrific. He won on debut this track and distance in a pretty good two-year-old race. And then first up last campaign in the Black Opal, he had too much to do sitting back and wide. But his best work was late when a good second. He's probably going to be giving them a bit of a start, but if he gets into the clear running in the straight, I think he can finish strongly. To beat Minari, number two, another that's had two really strong trials, did win on debut at Randwick over 1,100. I don't think it's particularly well treated with the 60.5. I take Ronnie's point that they mightn't feel the weight over 1,100. Being the class runner, I guess it's entitled to get that weight. Looking forward to seeing it perform. 7 Parest, I've also got a really nice opinion of this horse. I actually contemplated about throwing it on top, and I thought, I'm being a bit silly there. But 2 really nice barrier trials. Its first 2 was 3 runs, and its only preparation were good. Easy win on debut, and then went to Caulfield and got lost and still raced really well. The blinkers go on. It's got the pace to cross, and it could be in the gun spot sitting outside the lead with no weight in its back. It could be off and gone. So, you know, a lot of respect for it. And number 4, Siege of Quebec. Look, it's unbeaten. It's won 2 of 2. We haven't found its limits yet. But they're certainly testing it a little bit. 1,250, 1,400, back to 1,100. And against these really good three-year-olds, that certainly will probably find out exactly how good it is. 3, 2, 7, and 4.
Duff to Minari, number 2, to beat 3, 6, and 4. 2, 3, 6, and 4 in the Smithfield RSL Club Rosebud. Race 6 today at Rose Hill. We're going to take a break on Racing HQ. Just a reminder, too, for Sky Racing 1 viewers, the 9 o'clock race from New Zealand will be covered. 9 o'clock New Zealand race right here on Sky.
We not only feature stars of the turf on Sky Sports Radio.
Great honour for us to have Barry Humphries on Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning.
But also stars of the stage and screen.
Nothing more graceful. When this beautiful horse put its chin on mine, I was extremely moved. That sensitivity is the thing I noticed most.
Giving you an array of first-class guests and the action on the track.
We love it.
Every day on Sky Sports Radio.
Week 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx blitz.
She's a champion.
She's
a champion.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick Saturday, August 19 at Might and Power Race Day.
To see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities, including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo, and much more. For more information, visit the ATC.
Warrawee Needy was freakishly fast at 2, 149.4. Warrawee Needy was faster still at 3. Warrawee Needy was the fastest horse in the world at 4.146.4. Warrawee Needy was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawee Needy, standing at Yerribee Start in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
An all-Australian-owned, family-operated business, Garlow's Pies are the best premium quality pies. The difference with a Garlow's Pie is its deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom which is rolled extra thin, and a filling full of only 100% lean Aussie beef. These pies are bursting with flavour. Have you stocked up? Mum and Dad, Friday night is pie night with the footy, and a Garlow's chunky steak, curry beef, chicken breast, or perhaps it's a beef and mushroom that takes your fancy. Garlow's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Previewing Rose Hill as we are here on Sky. We're up now to Race 7, the spring preview. Glenn Munsey's got the latest market here from TAB. And that's a good idea. Scratch from last week gets onto a firm track today, Glenn.
Yeah, this is the Canterbury Hurlston Park RSL Club, the spring preview. Of course, Canterbury Hurlston Park up there on Canterbury Road, not too far from Canterbury Racetrack. Yes, that's a good idea for Pop and Dad as a $14 chance. Once again, congratulations to the Snowdens. Oxford Poet is a $10 chance. Saracen with the lugging bit on, but the cheek is taken off at $5.50. Tom Melbourne, hope you've got ink in your pen. Cross Noseband off. Earmuffs off, tongue tie off, but the lugging bit on is a $4.20 chance. DIC with blinkers on at 34. Luna Rise with a cross noseband on at 26. Washington Heights, favourite, $2.70. Etymology comes back as a gelding at $18. O'Reilly's Revenge at 61. And King's Guard, a $7.50 chance. Probably one of the quieter betting races of the day because I think the yard's all important here, especially Saracen and Tom Melbourne. Best supported runner is Tom Melbourne. Didn't think I'd ever be saying that in Sydney, in front of Washington Heights.
Speed in the race, well, Oxford Poet, and that's a good idea, roll forward. Oxford Poet has a tendency to want to give up, so it may give up to that's a good idea. Kingsguard, the bottom one, won't be too far away from Barrier 1. And the others, maybe a couple of pairs back, O'Reilly's Revenge and Luna Rise, but maybe the topper will take it up from Oxford Poet, even though it has got 61.
Yeah.
To 1,400.
Yeah, I thought that they would have ridden the bottom one very confidently with 53 and Barrier 1 and lead.
Yeah. Big chance of that. Look, let's face it, there's three go-forward horses, and they all like to roll, and that's a good idea. It's the first time he's been at 1,400 for a long time, so and he has been known as a bit of a control freak in a past life. So, look, we'll let the boys up front sort that out, but they should roll along. I think this is the toughest race of the day. There's any number of angles you could take here. I think the favourite may just have the turn of speed needed for a race like this, which I just think at 1,400, he's going to have a spring in his step against a few of these staying sort of type of horses. So I'm leaning Washington Heights way on what I saw there first up, where he rounded him up pretty well. He's had a month in a trial since that run. I'll lean his way. I think Oxford Poet's a terrific old horse who's fourth up off a win and usually races well here at Rose Hill. And then I've got a big watch on these two horses now with Chris Waller, the two ex-Freedman horses, Saracen, who looks to have terrific form. He's untapped, this horse. He's only had six starts. And to think that he resumed in the Villiers and run so well, he's a huge watch here and a huge market watch. And so's Tom Melbourne. I think he's rock bottom odds. You know, where Tom Melbourne's Tom Melbourne, but his price is all factored around a barrier trial. Look, I could make a case for That's a Good Idea, who he's now that he's back at 1,400, I could make a case for Kingsguard. And I tell you what, the vibes about Etymology this morning are very strong, trainer and jockey. So I'm having second thoughts whether he should go into the Quadrella as well. This is a deep, deep, deep race. 7-2-3-4.
Yeah, I'm with the seven here. I thought he was produced a dynamic return from Hong Kong, winning first up over 1,200 here at Rose Hill. I like the fact that he's had a lovely barrier trial since, and he gets a tempo to suit him here. He's only got to tick the 1,400 metre box, but I don't think that's really going to be an issue. I just think he was ultra, ultra impressive there first up. I like him to beat Tom Melbourne. He's a bit of a nutter, we all know that. But first up, new stable, different environment. His fresh form's pretty good. And his last three fresh appearances are a win, a second, and an unlucky sixth. He's, as we said, he's had two really good barrier trials. I think he'll be ready to go from that. Nice draw. He's just got to settle. He can over race. We've seen him do that before. But he is a horse with plenty of ability. Three Saracen. First up, having his second Australian prep. He was terrific when closing third in the Villiers behind Sense of Occasion, who was a subsequent Group 1 winner since. He's only 1,400 here, so, you know, he may need a little bit further to be winding in, but he'll certainly be getting home strongly. And number two for fourth, Oxford Poet. He's made nice improvement all three runs. He was good winning at Doomben last start in that 1,350. Fully fit, maps well. I think the dry's a bonus. And he's another horse that's got a nice affinity with this track. 7, 4, 3, and 2. And, I even think the bottom one, Kingsguard, I think, with the lightweight, as Glenn pointed out there, is a good roughie.
7 also for Darren Flindell, Washington Heights, to be 2, 4, and 9. 7, 2, 4, and 9 in race 7. I've cleaned up the situation, Mike, with the Pharaoh and Dwarf Star back in race 5. That race changed a little bit when the weights came out earlier, and then it was marked a benchmark 83. Originally, Josh Parr was going to ride the Pharaoh, then the weights changed, so they put Jay Ford on, and Brenton Abdullah was there for Dwarf Star. So the handicaps in the race have changed during the week. Brenton was never on the Pharaoh. He got the ride on Dwarf Star. I hope in some way that that helps you. But the weights of the race did change during the week on that one. To race 8, this is the club's New South Wales handicap. Rachel King takes the ride on horse 11.
Yeah, now that's a good idea in the previous races. Last start in the 1400 was on the 21st of January 2015 when it ran second in the Carrington at Randwick to 9th Legion. Its previous 1400 metre run was on the 12th of October 2013 when it won a benchmark 85 at Randwick. So it has been a while. The 8th here, the club's New South Wales. Heady Heights, a $10 chance. Suspenders at 9. Mandalong Kiss is a $21 chance. Gretna with the offside bubble chance. Chica taken off at $6. Swampland, it's running in Melbourne, came out Thursday. 8 cents a win and nothing the place. Faith's Encore at $5.50. Little Miss Brown at 23. Slumber Party with the blinkers off, favourite, $3.80. Prada Miss at 9. She brings Hope at 26. Marikita with Rachel King on board at $8. And Allura is a $21 chance. Once again, pretty quiet this race here. Best supported runner is Marikita. Was 8 to 9, back into 8.50, back into 8. Second pick, Fates Encore with the dual acceptor, 5.50.
Speed in the race, well, there's not a great deal of pressure in numbers here. I've got Slumber Party rolling forward from that whitish gate. I think Gretna from a good draw will probably give it up. Another one following across will be Suspenders, drawn just outside Slumber Party. And the other one there, the bottom one, won't be too far away either. But I think perhaps that Slumber Party will press on and lead out to 1,400.
Yeah, all revolves around how fresh Gretna is. She has been known to bolt, and I'm very, very interested that she resumes at 1,400 metres here for such a sharp filly. So,
do you think she bolted in the trial the other day?
Yeah, I think she may have. And she did bolt in a race there at Randwick one day as well. So she's a bit temperamental, and she should look, if she doesn't get covered up by Slumber Party early, she may take off here, and this race will change complexion. I'm a Slumber Party fan. I thought she did a good job when she fought hard when challenged by Suspenders the other day. That was her first run in 42 days, so I expect that'll toughen her up for this race, and she'll strip fit her. She's on top of Heady Heights. She loomed up and was outgunned late, but she drops in class, and she's drawn for nice cover here for the first time in a while, and she could improve. Gretna, I'm interested that she resumes at 1,400. It tells me she's done a bit of work, but I still wish it was 1,200. But she's right there, and best of the rest is Marikita, who's got a foot on the till. She'll be running on strongly. No knock on Faith Encore as well. I like 8. 8, 1, 4, 11.
Mike, how do you see the second last?
Yeah, I'm with Slumber Party, boys. Blinkers go off, as Ronnie pointed out. Having its first run for 42 days the other day, was very brave, up on a pretty solid speed. didn't shirt the task, meets the winner 2 kilos better at the weights, 1400, no issue at all. And, you know, if Gretna behaves itself and the races run at the pace that I suspect, Slumber Party should get a good enough time in front. I'd like it to beat number 2, Suspenders. It's got that narrow win over Slumber Party last start here at Rose Hill, meets it 2 kilos worse. First try at the 1400, but I don't really see that as being an issue. Hopefully the perceived tempo helps it there. The third, number 11, Maraquita, has hit the line strongly without any luck at all 3 runs this prep. Last start it was back from 1350 to 1200 when it ran on really strongly at Warwick Farm. Fourth up, 1400, ticks all the boxes there, although up in class a bit here, it does drop 7 kilos in the weight, so a big tick there. And the bottom one, Eluera, it's another that's hit the line quite strongly and easier. Well, not so much easier company. 3 runs from a 46-day break. Last 2 have been in fillies and mares events here at Rose Hill in slightly stronger races up to 1,500. I think the massive tick for this horse is the dry track. It really is a dry track horse. And from that draw, it could press forward. And, you know, if it gets into the first 4, it could finish in a really cosy spot on the map. 8, 2, 11 and 12.
11, the fancy for Darren Flindell to beat 8, 6 and 1. 11, 8, 6 and 1. Guys, we've got about 4 minutes to look at the last here. Deanne Pena takes the ride on 13.
Yes, he's at the Campbelltown Catholic Club here. Our bits him out, no deduction. My Giuliano at $26. Gold Horizon with a cross noseband on at 14. Special Missile, favourite, $2.90. Francesco out, the deduction's there, 10 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Nat King Koo at 10. Richard the First out, no deduction. I'm a Nui, $3.50. Virgilio at 17. Exitoso, 13. Sonic Swish, 13. Tarsin, a $10 chance. To Matmaker with Deanne Pena on board at 14. And Allura, see, you don't get out of Maroubra very often, Michael, is a scratching no deduction. Best supported running here easily. Special Missile did go up as much as 6. It flip-flopped yesterday during the day. Favouritism with I'm a Nui, now clear favourite.
Shut up, Glenn. Speed in the race, Special Missile. I've got it rolling forward and taking up the running. A Gold Horizon from Barrier 1. Virgilio, I should say. Won't be too far away. And Nat King Koo. It's another one from a good draw that can hold some sort of a spot, but Special Missile, yep. I've got it in front.
Yeah, there's enough speed here. I think this is Imanui's race. I think he's crying out for a bigger track. He's third up now. I know he's been a bit of a money muncher. He's been beaten favourite at his past 4 starts, but this is his race. He'll get lovely cover off what looks to be a genuine speed, and he'll charge over the top of them here. I think Tarsin, the stablemate of the favourite, could be the danger. He's lightly raced. He's suited up in distance, and he won 2nd up last preparation. I do respect Special Michal, shooting for 4 straight wins. And number 10's not hopeless here, Exitoso. I remember him winning at Scone one day. He looked above average, and he resumed in good style there at Canterbury. I like 8. I think he's the better of the day from 12, 4 and 10.
Yeah, I agree totally. He's one of the better placed horses here today. Hit the line strongly both runs this prep, Warwick Farm and Canterbury. He gets the bigger track here. His third up form is terrific. He's gone well 2 from 2 third up. He's going to get that beautiful run sort of just past midfield on the rail with a tempo to suit. And I think he's ready to produce his best today. To beat Tarsin, number 12, I thought this was one of the better priced horses that could race well here. He was terrific on the Beaumont track first up. Improved nicely to win 2nd up last prep. Can also map well. The dry's a bonus. 4 Special Missile. Won well his last 3. No knock at all on this horse. Gets control. Should perform well. And for 4th, number 6, Nat King Koo. Recent on-pace form all at Warwick Farm has been good. Up to a mile. Maps well. He's got no other real form apart from Canberra and co, but yep. Is racing consistently. I'm keen on the 8 to beat 12, 4 and 6.
Darren Flindell goes 4 to beat 8, 12 and 6. 4, 8, 12 and 6 in the last. Mike, is that your best?
Well, yes, I like Imanui. It's race 9, number 8. I like Washington Heights in race 7, number 7. And I think this horse, Dorf Star, at the price on offer, I thought it was the best value for the race. That's race 5, number 6. So they're the 3 I like, boys. And welcome back, Ronnie, and well done on South Wind the other night, Glenn,
no,
even though it doesn't...
I haven't got time for that, Mike. I'm terribly sorry. Thank you for your help. Duff, what about you, mate?
I'm an Imanui fan. I think Peacock's a good bet as well, but the best is race 9, number 8, Imanui. It looks a good betting day. I'd like to get off on the right leg here today.
Good on you, Ron. Ron Duff is you there. Mike Fraser, Sky Racing 1 is about to leave us with racing coverage from Riccarton. Stay with Sky for all the very latest.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Live in the eastern suburbs? There will be special event clearways on both sides of the entire Sydney Surf Course from 1 a.m. Sunday. Check signs. For more details, visit livetraffic.com. French's Forest to West Coast Parkway closed in both directions between Moringa Road and French's Forest Road. M5 still rather busy eastbound around King George's Road and Arncliffe Mar Street to steady flow traffic into the International Terminal. Spring into spring early at Amber and save 20% off store-wide on tiles, pavers, stone and selected Super Saver indoor tile ranges at 30% off end Sunday. I'm Ian Wallace, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
You're unbelievable.
As the spring racing season closes in, Punter's Postmortem returns on Monday morning.
Nice to be back, guys.
Good to be back.
Ron Duffersey and Dean Lester bring you top-notch racing analysis.
Race day, she's really put it together well.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just world-class.
And the ones to follow, plus your calls on
13 53 53.
Join the Punter's Postmortem family Monday mornings at 9 through spring on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Dynamic Syndications, in alliance with Gay and Adrian, offer a fantastic colt produced from combining a champion racehorse with a multiple stakes winning mare. Buy All Too Hard, champion 3-year-old and 4-time Group 1 winning half-brother to Black Caviar. He's now a wonderful young sire. Our colt's from the brilliant Galapagos Girl, a multiple Group 3 winner and Group 1 placed. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this superb colt. Visit Dynamic Syndications .com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by Tab. Bet your love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Just wanted to mention Racing HQ News Hour this week coming up. A couple of very special guests coming online. Paul Toole is the New South Wales Racing Minister. He's going to be joining us for a chat just after 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So looking forward to that. Introducing you to our Racing Minister, and Paul Toole will be online on Wednesday. And then on Thursday in our French's Forest studio, Tommy Berry's coming in, and it's basically the send-off. Yep, the send-off, or we go to the situation with Hong Kong, and we're looking forward to that, and he'll be taking your call. So Paul Toole, the New South Wales Racing Minister, on Wednesday morning. Tommy Berry live in the studio to take your calls on Thursday morning between 9 and 10. Flemington in Melbourne, a good 4 there, tipping maybe a few showers from lunchtime. They had only 1 millimetre of drizzle sort of rain overnight. Race 1, take out number 9. Race 2 is clear. Race 3, take out 6 and 7. Race 4, number 10. Race 5, take out 9 and 10. Race 6, the scratchings are 5, 17, 18 and 19. Race 7, clear. Race 8, take out 4 and 6. And race 9, number 14. And Dean Lester's done all the form for Ori Star Stakes Day. And Dean, there's no scratchings in that race. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. It's a tricky race to assess, but certainly...
a bit of a gateway into the spring for some of these horses and a good kickoff point.
It's changed a little bit, hasn't it? Is it earlier on than what Bart Cummings used to use it?
Yeah, it was a midweek race, nondescript midweek race, but he sort of made it famous by running sort of horses like Hyperno, and even later, it was like Rogan Josh kicked off in it. So, yeah, it's got a bit more prestige now. It's a bit early, but it's not so much for the staying horses kicking off. It's more for, I think it'll be a better guide to the Memsie in 3 weeks, the $1 million Memsie.
Yeah, geez, everyone's going on there, don't
you? No. I might have to run two divisions.
I was just going to say, cut the million and they'd have to.
Yes, that's it.
It is staggering how many people are just saying, oh, yeah, we're going to the Memsie. And Mark Hutter, good morning to you.
Morning, Hoss.
Looking forward to this. We're just going to monitor maybe a few showers from lunchtime, but nothing significant.
No, it looks like a little drizzle overnight to settle the dust, and the weather map looks pretty clear. Maybe a brief shower, but nothing that'll change things.
All right, well, let's get cracking. Glenn Munsey's with us with the markets for Flemington. And the first, Glenn, comes up at 12.15.
Yeah, we kick off here with Perugia as a $12 chance. Confluence at 6. The favourite is Nestan at $3.80. Sky Punch at 8. We've got Mulk at $4.80. Regal Embrace at 8. Kettleston is a $17 chance. Sheer Madness at $9.50. Al Jazawa is out anyway. Yeah, good.
And, Al Jaza.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you, Dina. And the bottom one here, Revley, is a $12 chance. Good trim up the bottom one here. We bet as much as $51 about it. That horse is at scratch. I'm not having another go at it. But it went up $3.80 favourite anyway. But it was a genuine firm, the bottom one. Away from that, the best supported runner is Nistan.
All right. They're all around the bend until we get to the Ori Star. It's the only, two straight races, but they're all around the bend, Dean and the likelihood are off the rail, as they're suggesting.
Yeah, I've read that, Andrew, that might be the go. And this is a tricky start to the program because we got a race at Caulfield 3 weeks ago. It was the race, I think, most affected the day of the abandonment because of the wind. And there was a mid-race slowdown in this race where there was interference everywhere. I thought the one that was really disadvantaged there was 8 Sheer Madness, and just at the prices on offer I could have a little something on it without any great confidence. Just got stopped in its tracks. First up it was wide. It's got no weight after the claim here for Ethan Brown. I'm going with it. Confluence was wide into the wind and battled on well. Mulk was ridden a bit differently last start, ran well, might be ridden more positively here. And Nistan comes through the same race, but yeah, it's a tricky start to the program. 8.253.
Yeah, I think this is typical of quite a few races today with not much between them. You could have many picks and still miss the winner. I'll go for number 6, Regal Embrace, who is certainly jumping in grade for this, but I think it's a horse that will at least run the distance. It'll get a beautiful run for Zara. It's on the improve, and it's close to double-figure odds. To beat number 2, Confluence, who faced the breeze last time, was a good run, deserves a win. Number 5, Mulk, who should press forward today and give you a good sight. And 1, Perugia. Big win 2 starts to go on firmish ground, and then a workmanlike tough win on the wet ground last time, it might go better dry. Even race, 6.25 and 1.
Matt Hill calling the action in the first. He likes 3 in the stand to be 2.5 and 8. 3.25 and 8 in race 1. Race 2, it is Members' Day by the looks of it too. They're all named after all sorts of different members. This is the Beverly Hogan, race 2. Glenn?
You got on your Bev. Araldo Jr. here at $6.50. Kilimanjaro, $2.80 in favourite. Master Zephyr, $3.30. Super Hayes, $3.80. Crafty Cruiser, $34. Latoro, $12. Welcome Striker, $51. Tough Vintage, $101. And Like a Pegasus, $101 chance as well. Well, the top four here, it's been like a bit of a tennis match. They're in and out and backwards and forwards. Master Zephyr's 350 to 330. Kilimanjaro's 270 to 280 to 290 back to 280. Then you go to Super Hayes, who's 320 to 380. And Araldo Jr., 6 to 7 back to 650. So nothing really between the top four.
Wonder if the killer can bounce back, Mark. Which way are you going in the second?
He's got a chance to bounce back, Hoss, but I'll just go with number 4, Super Hayes, who hasn't raced for 5 weeks. A little query, as it can race a bit fresh, but I thought it was a good win last time. And in a race where there's not much between numbers 2, 3 and 4, I've just gone that way. To beat number 2, Kilimanjaro, been announced it's going to be ridden positively today. It was good first up. It was average last time, but should be fit now. 3, Master Zephyr, quite a while between drinks, but he's racing well. And 1, Araldo Jr., who pulled out A big run from somewhere up there in Queensland. It's next best. 4, 2, 3, and 1.
Yeah, I'm going with Kilimanjaro. I thought just in the yard, he just looked a little bit fresh last start. He just over-raced that little bit in the run. Got out sprinted, but on the line he was going okay. I think at this trip, ridden more positively, he can win. Super Haze is certainly the danger. He likes Flemington. He's in good form. Master Zephyr has been up to 2,500 for a while. They've kept him at 2,000 pretty much exclusively, but he did win two races at Moonee Valley a couple of years back at this sort of distance range, and Araldo Jr. next best. 2, 4, 3, 1.
And for similar box numbers as the guys are there, for Matt Hill, 3 Master Zephyr to be 2, 4, and 1. 3, 2, 4, and 1. We had him on the show yesterday, Dean Jamie Lovett from Australian Bloodstock, where he's got another Japanese horse for the Cups. Admire Juice is the way we're calling it at this stage, but reaction straight away in the marketplace. It's now second pick in the Cup.
Right, there you go.
It's gone from double figures, well, they're all double figures, but larger double figures, and bang, it's now second pick behind their stable mate, Red Cardinal.
It's amazing there. It's just moving feast, the market for the Melbourne Cup horses you've never heard of, and next thing they're second favourite.
Yeah, second.
And that's more to do, Andrew, that it's definitely coming here.
Yeah, that's right. It's now being bought and it's coming. And I will say, Dean, it ran fourth in the 10-0 show, beaten a length earlier this year, and they ran 3 minutes 12.
Yeah, well, that's what they do in those races.
They keep running 1.6 at Trentham, don't they? And they come to Australia and get beat a lap.
The times are right, but they just attack each other the whole way in those races, and they run that sort of time. But it'll be different here.
8 seconds quicker. It was 8 seconds quicker than last year's Melbourne. It's staggering, staggering. Let's move to race 3. This is over the 1,400.
Yeah, in this market, completely different with the scratchings of Rich Luck and My Paisan here. But Tally is a $7 chance. Sovereign Nation, $2 in favourite. Tried and Tired at $7.50. Fanatics at $12. Onerous at $3.80. Scratch Rich Luck and My Paisan. Skullduggeries at $17. The Implicator is a $41 chance. Best supported runner is Sovereign Nation, and it's not a lot of interest away from that because they're just trying to rejig the race with the two scratchings.
Okay. Tally kicks off here, Dean. Sovereign Nation, it seems to be the one that David Hayes rates the highest of his runners today.
Yeah, I think he's probably hard to beat. He's just got to step okay because there's not a lot of pace here and there's a few that get back. So if he steps okay, he probably can get the 1-1 spot. And if he does, I think he's the one to beat. I like him at 1,400 on the fresher side. I'm with him. Onerous, good race scenario for him because he likes low-pressure race and he's going to get it here. Tally kicking off. Obviously, he'll be getting ready for something longer, but he's trialled up adequately. And Tried and Tired, who hasn't won for a long time but makes his own luck here. 2, 5, 1, 3.
Yeah, not much to add. The same numbers in the same order. He almost has to win by default, Sovereign Nation. The race is a really weak run. I think I agree. 1,400 is his best distance. He's going well enough to win this race, to beat number 5, Onerous. Every possible chance last time. Rolls forward, gets a great run here. Number 1, Tally, resuming, will be running on. And 3, Tried and Tired. He's battling in life, but he should get an easy run up on the speed. He may hang on for a place. 2, 5, 1, and 3.
And Matt Hill completes it. Sovereign Nation on top, number 2, to beat 4, 5, and 1. 2, 4, 5, and 1. Just on that, Dean, Regan Bayliss, he's really obviously teaming up a lot with Lindsay Park. He's not a stable jockey, but they're just using him a lot?
No, but he's sort of been groomed that way, isn't he, Andrew?
Yeah,
like, he finished his apprenticeship in such a rush, won the Newmarket on Redkirk Warrior for them, and he's really developed in the last 12 months, so I think the young rider going forward that they're going to use a lot will be Regan. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. And it was good to see the Black Caviar win yesterday.
Etcetera. Well, for those that consider it done, it wasn't that great, but it was good for racing, I suppose.
Yeah, that was where I was sort of coming from.
Punter's self-interest, right. You know that, Andrew.
Yes, I know. Sorry, yeah. Glenn.
Punter's got it right, although, you know, it was this very, very strange flux. I think she was, you know, odds on to odds against to odds on to odds against, and consider it done actually ran favourite, but she was short on all the totes because of the hype around her. Ocietra. Yeah. So therefore, if you know, if she's evens or odds on the tote and she's $2.30, you're going to be laying at fixed odds because they're looking at the comparison.
Yeah.
And she ran a loser. We were cheering with you, Dino. Don't worry about it.
Well, I kicked down the straight. To race four. I'll concentrate now, Flemington. Dean, I won't ask you any more sort of...
From Japan to Geelong.
In a minute he'll say we're running short of time. In the fourth here, we've got Lucky Patty at $18.
And very sharp this morning, isn't he? Very sharp.
He's back.
I tell you what, I'm not coping with this cold weather here in Sydney, 19 and 20. Lucky Patty at 18, Shamkir at 15, Ryder is a $7 chance. Black Sheep at $9.50, Portion Control, doesn't happen here, at $4.60, Duke of Ellington at 21, Mr. Gustavo 19, Radical 21, we've got Cosmic Lights at $4.60, London Fog is out, Jaminza, favourite $3.70, Alaloo at $71, and there is no more. Chris Waller's runner here, Jaminza, the most popular runner. It didn't go up as favourite, but favourite now.
Okay, and Mark, we get your thoughts on the fourth.
Plus, I think this is the best for the day. Here, number five, Portion Control. I think this is absolutely perfect distance, 1,700 metres. It was a good win last time. There's not a lot of tempo here. Mr. Gustavo has been announced going forward. I think Corey Parrish rolls forward, sits in the first two or three, totally dominates the race and wins. To beat number nine, Cosmic Lights, who I would imagine would probably box seat, get every chance and run well. Number three, Riyadh, in fantastic form, will be running on. And two, Shamakir, okay, first up. Peter for that. Probably needs another one, but may run into a place. I think five's a good thing from 9, 3, and 2.
Yeah, I think he's probably the one at a backable price today. Portion Control, he's going to get the great run, as Mark just mentioned, and he was really strong last start. I like the way he ran away late and won. I'm with him to win again from 11. Jaminzar on the back up from last week. It was a good, tough effort. Riyadh's flying. He's going to be giving away a start to Portion Control, but he'll be running on. And I'll put in Radical getting fitter. He worked very hard from about the 1,000 to about the 300 last start and then peaked on his run. He can improve. 5, 11, 3 and 8.
11, the fancy for Matt Hill to be 2, 3 and 9. 11, 2, 3 and 9. The VRC member Mark Young is race 5 over the 1,400.
Yeah, we've got all clear here as a $34 chance. Samovare, even money, or $2 in favourite. Nimini Pimini at $8.50. Tarby Bay at $19. Rachel at $4.60. Swampland, scratch from Sydney, to prefer to run at Flemington, also a $4.60 chance. Phoenix Park at $23. Gold Fontaine at $21. And the bottom tour out, She Brings Hope and Isabelle. Well, this went up $2.50. Samovare, that was with She Brings Hope and Isabelle in the race, and they were 25 and 50 to 1. So it's a genuine 6 to 4 or $2.50 chance into $2.
Good, confident move there. Dean, do you see her coming back with another good performance at Flemington?
Well, Andrew, if you just went on form and her talent, I think that's about the right price. She trialled last Friday. I would like to have trialled a little bit better, but... given a good test out after the line, and look, I'm going to go with her, but I couldn't take that price. It's more that don't want to back her, don't want to bet against her. Nimini Pimini hasn't won for a long time. I think it might even be this race 2 years ago, but she's racing well. 5-0 Rachel, she's got to run a strong 1400. If she does, she's in the mix, and Swampland's there off the back of a really good ride and win last start. But Samovar, if she presents anywhere near her best, I think she'll win. That's the what you're betting on. 2, 3, 5, 6.
I've got exactly the same numbers in order. I think Samovar would certainly win at its best. Its first go for the stable. Ran second. It was okay without raving. Had little time between that and this. That recent jump out was far from impressive, but should go forward, control the race, and look, it's only got to get anywhere near its form. It'll beat them. To beat number three, Nimini Pimini, who's going to win a race very soon, will be running on. 5-0 Rachel was good last time, and 6 Swampland next best. 2, 3, 5, and 6.
Matt Hill likes 5-0 Rachel here for Chris Wobber to be 2, 4, and 6. 5, 2, 4, and 6 in race 5. Race 6, the Joan Watson lads line up here, Glenn.
Yeah, we've got Lord Tennyson at 16, Trendsetter 34, Knowable $9.50, Samaska's 51, Fire Agate is a scratching, 4x4 31, I Boogie at 5, Sir Sagamore 21. Kilmacurra at 6, Romanesque at 31, Invictum Dominar is a $5 equal favourite with I Boogie, Shockaholic at 23, Wayanka, scratch from Rose Hill to run here in Melbourne at 6, Fameless, 23. Euston Road, 41. Mr. Optimistic is a $15 chance. Only $107 separates Invictum Domina and Wayanka as the top two picks. Third pick is knowable.
Mark, how do you see here? Difficult one or not?
Yeah, my word, Hoss, a very difficult one. I'll be going wide in the quaddie. I'll tip number 11 in Invictum Domina. I liked it last time. I just thought they got the tactics wrong there. It just worked way too hard. It was a brave effort to run fourth. This is a harder race, but it's going well. To beat 13 Wayanka, I think this is the perfect race, 1,400 metres. The trouble is, ran last week at a distance too far and looked really tired on the line. Has to bounce back. 9 Kill Makara has trialled well enough to run well fresh. And 8 Sir Sagamore, off a little break with the claim. That's how he races best. Tough race, 11, 13, 9 and 8.
I'm going with 13 Wayanka. As Mark said, he had that run last week. I wish he hadn't had the run at the mile, but he's a 1,400-metre horse. He gets such a good run here. I'm going to go with him to beat 9 Kill Makara. I think that's the best I've seen him trial probably in his career to date, and he's been very patiently handled. I think he can run well fresh. Iboogie's in good form, number 7, and Invicta Domino, who did have a very tough run last start, be up on the speed again. 13, 9, 7, 11.
Matt Hill likes the 11 to beat 16, 7 and 13. 11, 16, 7 and 13. Mark, if you were playing any others in the quaddie, what are you going to throw in there, mate?
Hoss, I'm going to throw in number 2, Trendsetter, at big odds. I am going to throw in number 7, Iboogie. And, well, I just couldn't have a quaddie without number 14, Fameless.
Yes. No, that's why I went there.
Yeah.
That's
good
why
man,
I
good
went
man.
There. Yeah, no.
Set up again. I should know.
We knew it was going to be in somewhere, the 14.
Oh, don't worry. It comes down the line as well, Fameless. It gets a mention from down the line of Cranbourne, too, don't worry.
It does. It's already been in my quaddie.
No, we one Fameless number 14 is one of Mark's favourites. And when he didn't put it in his first 14, I knew they'd be putting it in the quaddie.
You kept probing. Well done. Well done.
It is.
We're not against you, Mark. We're with you, really, seriously. To race 7, down the straight, Glenn, the Ori Star.
Yeah, it is, and this is an intriguing race, an intriguing betting race as well. We've got Haydock here as a $5 favourite. I Am a Star at 6, Grand Rosso at 7, We've Got This 9, Flippant 550, Snitsun 13, Canny Essence 6, Yesterday Songs 19, Rudiger 16, Manuel is a $14 chance. The best supported runner is actually Hey Doc, and he opened $4.80 second pick. Got to 7, he's back into 5. Second pick is Grand Rosso. It opened 19, got into 6, it's back to 7. Third pick is I Am a Star. Well, she opened 4.20 favourite. Got to 7.50, she's back into 6. Next pick is Flippant. She opened 7, got into 4.60, then back out to 6 and just slightly into 5.50. And, you know, also money for We've Got This, Canny Essent. And we get no guide here, boys, with the straight 6 because they're all round the bend before it.
Yeah, exactly. How does it set up, Dean?
Yeah, I'm banking on going to the outside, Andrew,
yeah.
And you know, harder to the outside than they have in recent weeks. And, Rudy is a keen going horse from Barrier 1. I think he'll come across to the group. Flippant will be prominent, but the outside four gates are all sort of inside midfield horses, the likes of I Am a Star, Haydock, Grand Rosso, Canny Essence. So you see a bit of a line there early, and just a building speed. It's not it looks very tactical to me.
So then, has the market got it right with Grand? I don't know your tip. So has the market got it right with Grand Rosso, the way it's reacted from Wednesday?
Well, it's gone from over to nearly under the odds. It was well over on Wednesday. This is his first full preparation for the Hayes Daveney Yard, which I think is important. They took him over sort of mid-preparation last time in. He trialled like a horse with a lot of intent to win early in a preparation, and whereas Haydock was in the same trial and just idled along, but he's such a good racehorse that I wouldn't say he can't win today. In fact, I've got him in for second. So I'm going with Grand Rosso to beat Haydock. Canny Essence got the residual fitness from a winter campaign and has become a real winner in the past preparation. And Flippant, would have liked her to have trialled a bit better recently, it's probably more of a target race for her than many of these. And they're such great travellers of their horses, the Snowdens, when they come to Melbourne. 3, 1, 7, and 5.
Yeah, I like number 3, Grand Rosso. I think I love that recent trial down the straight. Totally the first time that Hayes and Dominic have had a full campaign and a crack at a 1,200-metre race with it. It looks like it's absolutely flying. And certainly listening to that track report, I would think they'd come hard to the outside as well. So it should be in the perfect spot to beat number 7, Canny Essent, who's got that fitness, going to be just behind the speed and run well. Number 1, Hey Doc, he's a beauty. He's got bigger fish to fry, but he'll run well first up. And 4, we've got this, a terrific recent trialer, goes well down the straight. 3, 7, 1, and 4.
Matt Hill likes I Am a Star, number 2, to beat 7, 4, and 5. 2, 7, 4, and 5. And Dean, I'll get your thought on her. I think they're happy with her, talking with Shane during the week, Shane Nichols, the trainer, but a bit nervous about the 58 first up.
Yeah, first up, no trial. She's unbeaten at Flemington, and she has run down the straight, and she's a terrific racehorse, and she's in McQuaddy, but it is a real challenge for her today.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, this is the run that she's just most vulnerable at Flemington today.
Yeah.
Righto, that's the Ori Star down the straight. Just after the Casino Cup. The Casino Cup at 3.51 into the Ori Star at 5-4. Now we're into maybe a Crocodile Rock. It's the Doris, race number 8.
Oh, thank you, Elton. Was he Elton John, Crocodile
Yep.
Rock? He was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Great little
$2.90 favourite here, Crocodile Rock. Geez, that takes you back, Andrew. You know, you'd be slicking back the mullet there. And
I was a disc jockey. I was playing it on air. You know,
yes.
Spinning the discs.
Yeah,
yeah. None of that.
No. It was Crocodile Rock 4VL.
Come on.
You have your winkle pickers on and everything like that?
Give us the mark.
Okay. Crocodile Rock, the $2.90 favourite. Spinning the disc here is Andrew Bensley. Bling Dynasty at 14. Clairvo at 41. Grand Duke of Tuscany is out. Electric Fusion, 26. Lamborghini won't be going round today. Northern Journey at 34. Anaman, 26. Galaxy Raider, 550. Macro Bias at 26. The Thug, Scratch from Rose Hill to run here at 10. Hardington, 26. Dollar for Dollar, $7.50. Bajura at 34. Manor Pine at 34. And Alwood is a $6.50 chance. Decent go, the bottom one here for Chris Waller. Bet double figures about it. And is the most popular runner over Galaxy Raider. And third pick, I should say, they're the second and third picks, well behind the toppy in Crocodile Rock. I just had to turn back to Crocodile Rock because he was TAB number one.
Mm.
We put up 550 about it. It was 550 to 320 very quickly. Its shortest price was 280, and it's back to 290.
Been a lot of discussion here, Mark, on this horse in the Melbourne Cup, but Lloyd Williams just keeps saying, let's just let him run along and see where he ends up. How do you see him today?
I think he'll win, Andrew. I think he's the best horse in the race. He's got a big class edge, and who knows how far he'll go in the spring, but I think he'll win a better race than this one at some stage. To beat number 16, Elwood, two goes here, just luckless first up, and then the pattern totally against it next time. It's the danger. Number 2, Bling Dynasty, fitter for recent racing, is ready to win, and 9, Galaxy Raider, on the quick backup, it's going well, just doesn't win. 1.16, 2 and 9.
Yeah, I hope we're informed today. I've got the same four in the same order. A trim-up leg for the quaddy day for me, Andrew. Crocodile Rock and Elwood for me. He's a very good horse, I think, Crocodile Rock, and he'll be ridden positively, and I think he'll win to beat 16 Elwood, as Mark's outlined. The little luck he's had in 2 Australian runs, Bling Dynasty, he's ready to win. The little query is going up in the weights. He's only tiny, and this is quite a decent 78 benchmark, really, and 9 Galaxy Raider, who ran well last week. Just battling to win that next race. 1, 16, 2, and 9.
And it's box numbers for Matt Hill. 16 on top to beat 1, 2, and 9. 16, 1, 2, and 9 in race 8, the second last. And the meeting concludes, Glenn, down the straight, over 1,000 at 5:10.
Yeah, we start with Gun Case here as a $15 chance. General Truce at 21. Rough Justice, 14. Tudor at 26. Saint-Thibault at $15. Playmaster, 26. Rocket Tommy, $4.60. Should make it just favourite. Arujo at 18. Sunday Escape, 13. Runson, $4.80. Tribal Wisdom at $5.50. Runsati, 34. Gibbon at 14. Seattle Boom is out. Search Squad, 26. And Roy Alec is a $26 chance. Easily the best supported runner here at Rocket Tommy. In fact, went back up $5 this morning, is now a $4.60 chance after opening 5.50. Second pick is Runson, and it went up as much as 7, and they're a very, very long way in front of the rest. In fact, General Truce is third pick.
No, no, Dean, how do you see the last?
Yeah, tough finish, Andrew. I'm going to go with Sunday Escape, who doesn't win out of turn, but small each-way play. He's fit. He comes off a weight for age race. His recent runs have basically been at 1,100. I like him better at 1,000. He actually won this race a couple of years ago, and he does go best for Dwayne Dunn. I think he can run well. Run Sun Trial very well recently. He's a speed horse. He'll be on the outside with a lightweight. He has to be regarded. Rocket Tommy's a terrific horse when he begins. If he begins cleanly, he'll be right on the pace, and he handles a straight track well. And Tribal Wisdom, who'll probably be better over a little bit further, but has trialled up under a hold recently and looked to go quite well. 9, 10, 7, 11.
Yeah, I'm going to tip number 11, Tribal Wisdom. I like that trial up the straight recently. The stable can really get them sprinting well fresh here, the Moroni stable. I'll go with it. To beat number 5, So Sabon. The only jockey to have won on this horse is Mark Zara. He'll ride it to run on strongly over the 1,000 metres. I reckon it's drawn well with all the speed outside. Wouldn't shock to see it closing late. 7, Rocket Tommy, good straight horse. And 10, Runson, who was in that Tribal Wisdom trial, really flew along and won well. It'll run well first up. 11, 5, 7 and 10.
Righto, and for Matt Hill, it's 11 as well to beat 7, 1 and 13. 11, 7, 1 and 13. So they're the 9 races. We're pretty tight on time now with the long preview that we've done. What about your best, Mark?
I like race 4, number 5, Portion Control, and race 7, number 3, Grand Rosso.
4, 5 and 7, 3. All right, mate, good luck today. Keep smiling.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. With the very latest for Flemington. What about you, Dean?
I'm very glad you didn't mention the football, Andrew.
I just thought I'd let it go through to the keeper.
Outside off stump. Race 3, number 2, Sovereign Nation, and each way. Race 4, number 5, Portion Control.
Race 4, number 5, each way. So 3, 2, and 4, 5.
That's me.
Righto. All right, mate. We'll hear you tomorrow as well. Oh, of course, right through the afternoon, this afternoon as well, with the latest from Flemington. And on Monday for Punters Postmortem. All the teams are back. We had our 18 this morning for the Sydney preview, all the Duff's back, and now Punters Postmortem on Monday. You're all back together.
All of our international correspondents have decided to come back.
Yes, they ran out of money pretty well.
Golf's back to 10:30.
That's shocking.
TK, Duff, Dean and Glenn Munsey, all on Punters Postmortem on Monday between 9 and 10. There'll be plenty to reflect on, Dean, I reckon, after this weekend.
Yeah, it's starting to get that way, isn't it, Andrew? All the good horses back in action.
Yep, good luck, mate. Have a good day at Flemington.
Terrific, thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester there. What have you got for us, Glenn? We're pretty tight for time.
Yeah, I thought we would be, Andrew, but we've got Jockey's Challenge at Rose Hill. Brenton Avdullah back from overseas holiday, $2.60 favourite. Corey Brown, who you interviewed this morning, he's at $4.20, and he's actually in from around about $4.40 or $4.60. Tommy Berry, $5. Tim Clark, $6.50. Andrew Atkins with a couple of pickups at $8.50. Blake Shin, $11. Any other jockey, $23. Ty Anglin at $31. Flemington not up at the moment. Doomben is. Matty McGilvray, the favourite there, $2.15 over Michael Carl, $2.90. Any other jockey, $7. Robbie Frad, $13. Jim Byrne, $15. Ronnie Stewart, $15. Brad Stewart, $17. And Damien Brown at $17. And Newcastle still to come. So, Andrew, I'll get going. The preview from Doomben at 10. I won't be there, but I'll be there for Rose Hill at 10:30.
We'll look forward to it all this afternoon, Dean, well as you, Glenn.
That's all right, Cozzy. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, mate. Glenn Munsey there from tab.com.au. Righto. Don't forget, we've got Doomben coming up next. Newcastle. Paul Joyce is going to be back at 10 o'clock. He'll be with his thoughts. So we're all getting sort of back into our own times now with everyone back. So Paul Joyce at 10 o'clock, looking at every race at Rose Hill today. And repeating again, looking forward to these two discussions during the week on our news hour of Racing HQ. Wednesday morning, just after 9 o'clock, the New South Wales Racing Minister, Paul Toole, will be joining us. And Tommy Berry, live in the studio with us on Thursday. And I'm bringing him in, and I thank him for coming in, because I want you to have a chat to him before he leaves and goes to Hong Kong to ride. So we're looking forward to your participation. That's on Thursday morning between 9 and 10 with Tommy Berry.
Come on, racegoers, get a big kick start on what's going to be happening over the spring. Join us on Sky Sports Radio, Punters Postmortem, 9 a.m. The old firm is back together. Ronnie Duffersey, he survived Darwin, he joins us. Dean Lester's our Melbourne expert. And Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au will give you all the future markets, all that, your queries, and call us 13 53 53. Punters Postmortem between 9 and 10 on Monday morning, Sky Sports Radio.
It's the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association's flagship event.
Racing's Night of Champions 2017.
A night of glitz, glamour and fun.
And you're invited this Thursday at the Royal Randwick Ballroom.
dinner, beverages and entertainment all included at $240 per person.
Be there when the winners are announced at the New South Wales Racing Industry's Night of Nights.
Book now at nswroa.com.au or call 9299 4299.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Now we focus in on Doomben here on Sky Sports Radio. It's fine and a good four. The penetrometer right on five and the rail at six. There are 42 of them of late. They're getting large fields, but by gee, they're getting consistent large amount of scratchings in Queensland. Race one is clear. Race two, take out 6, 8, 9, 14 and 16. Race three, take out 1, 4, 13, 16 and 18. The fourth, take out 9 and 10. Race 5, 2, 3, 8, 13, 16 and 18. Race 6, take out 5, 10 and 13. Race 7, 1, 4, 5, 14, 15, 16, 19 and 21. Race 8, 1, 3, 15 and 18. And race 9, 3, 6, 7, 10, 12, 14, 18, 20 and 21. One rider there. Race 8 number 14 is James Orman. Race 8 number 14, James Orman. Michael Maxworthy is online from Doomben. Morning to you, Maxie.
Morning, Andrew. We've got a very early spring here in southeast Queensland. Got a shower last Sunday, but I can't remember any precipitation prior to that. So good four. Expect that we should get an upgrade, and I think the times will reflect a good three surface. Quite firm conditions underfoot here at Doomben.
All right, well, let's have a look at the nine race card. In this first at 11:32 this morning, Mr. Epic right now with Tab Fixed Odds, $2.25 over Monte number three at $2.80.
Yeah, I think this race is fairly straightforward, Andrew. Budget Bender leads. He steps up to 2,040. He likes to roll along at a decent tempo. And the top two in the market, Mr. Epic and Monteur, shouldn't be too far away. Now, in almost an identical race to this a fortnight ago, Mr. Epic won it, beating Monteur by a length. But Mr. Epic had the advantage on that occasion in that he made a mid-race move. It worked out perfectly where things didn't go that well for Monteau, yet Monteau kept on strongly to the line, and he meets Mr. Epic a little bit better off at the weight. He's got a better draw today to Monteau. I think we can kick off with a winner today and go with him. Number three, to beat one, Mr. Epic. Clearly, I think these two will find it out. Then number four, Budget Bender, and number six, High Degree.
3, 1, 4 and 6 for Maxie in race one. Race two here, mate, it's a class three. Again over the 2,040 metres. Penalino, number 10, is the fixed odds favourite at $3.60 over number 5, NG Good B at $5 and Tycoon Flutter, number 7, at $6.50.
Yeah, quite a few of these horses are on trial at the 2,000 metres. Even Penalino, the favourite, she's stepping up from the 1,600 to the 2,040. There's no guarantees there that she'll see it out, but gets conditions to suit with the claim. She's got a good draw. She's tough and she'll race on speed. Having said that, I'm going with the proven 2,000-metre horse, and that's number three, Bronze Gate. Since coming to Laxon and Simon's Yard at the Sunshine Coast from New Zealand, he's been very, very good. Likes firm tracks, doesn't mind the trip. Gets in well with a three-kilo claim for Steph Lacey, so I'm happy to go with him. Bronze Gate, number three. To beat two Brigadier, now two runs back, he ran third in a benchmark 80, this track and distance, that was behind Get on the Grange, a much harder race than this, so give him a hope. Then number 10, Penalino, she does look to map beautifully here, and then 15, I got him for fourth, a Salwaz. This filly going really well for Chris Munts, she won a maiden and then ran second, next time I'm out in the class three at the Sunny Coast, 3, 2, 10 and 15.
And the three at the moment, Bronze Gate, is $7.50 with Tab Fixed Odds in race two. Race three at Doomben, a fillies and mares over the sprint trip. 11 Bond shows the favourite just though at $4.60. 7 Bodacious at $5. 15 Jet Excel at $5.50. And then out to 3 Naboo Mist at $7.
I'm with the Kelly Sweeter runner, Bodacious, number 7. By the way, Kelly's been striking at 20% win strike rate, so He's hot to trot at the moment, and I think he can add to that tally today with a few winners. I think this mare, if she gets any luck at all in running, she can run them down. These short course races, it's usually high speed. That's guaranteed here. A couple of horses drawn close to the rails can really fly, and Bodacious should be able to offset what looks to be a bit of an awkward alley, get home over the top of them. Last time she was first up, she has been fresh, and she's not exactly first up here, but last time she was second to the very smart Al BB, running on strongly over at Eagle Farm. Seven on top, Bodacious, to beat number 11, Boncho, the grey from gate one with the claim to have speed of a lead or at least be handy. Then number 15, Jess Excel, another with high speed, and six Red Handle for Tony Golden and Lani Fancourt. Really taken with the way this mare trialled at Vegan about a fortnight ago. Happy to go with seven, though, Bodacious to beat 11, 15 and 6.
The Chris Bunce Racing is race four over the 1,050. Handwritten number five for Matt Dunn comes back to racing. $2.40 at the moment with tab fixed odds. Stella Ombra on the back up and comes back in trip here. $3.70. Number one, Handstride. Number two, out at $8. Maxi?
Yeah, look, I think this is one of the best bets on the card today in handwritten number five. He's a high-speed horse. In a high-speed race, a few of these can hoon along, but I don't think they can match him for speed. He's got barrier number three here. I think he'll bounce straight to the lead. And if anything tries to head him off or go with him, I'm pretty sure they'll come off second best. He was really good in a recent trial at the Gold Coast, literally pulling Jeff Lloyd's arms out, and he looks nice and sharp for this. So handwritten straight to the lead, and home he goes. To beat number seven, Taylor Vaughan, with the pressure on up front, he's the type of horse that'll sit six lengths off the lead, run on it. He might be able to snatch the Cornella spot. Then one, Stella Ombre. He's racing in great form for Kelly Sweeter. And two, another horse that will race up on the speed in hard stride. But I think first out, first home, number five, handwritten.
Okay, and those numbers in full, five to beat?
7, 1 and 2.
5, 7, 1 and 2. Race five, a benchmark 75. Cubist number 10 here for Rob Heathcote. $4.80, joint favourite at the moment with number 11, Meet and Greet, both at $4.80. Then it's out to number 9, Know How, and 13, Really Riley. And down the bottom here, number 19, Sharper Mel, they're all at $8.50.
Yeah, it's a pretty open race, but I think this will be a repetition of what happened here at Doomben, this track and distance a fortnight ago, when Meet and Greet beat Cubist. I think the two favourites will fight it out again. The alleys, well, Cubist just can't draw an alley. He comes out of 13. Meet and Greet, when he ran Cubist down, had a lovely trail right behind the lead from barrier 3. Today, it's a little more awkward for Meet and Greet. He's got barrier number 10. But out of the two of them, Meet and Greet was second up, so I think there's a more fitness to come from him out of that. And I like him here, number 11 each way, Meet and Greet. To beat 10, Cubist, he's as honest as the day's long. Then the 12, Really Riley, has been getting back and running on him. I think he'll do that again here and pick up some of the minor money. And then I've got 4, Sagamama, and he missed the kick at the Sunny Coast. Still ran on strongly to get second. He's in very good form. 11 and 10 to fight it out, then 12 and 4.
To race, or by the way, in that fifth race, down the bottom with the emergencies, the rider for 17 is James Orman, and the rider for 20 is Robbie Fradd. A couple of jockeys we needed there. To race six, the Pillow Talk Plate, and Oink. Oink, that's number 12, $1.95. Damien Brown riding at 54.5. Maxi absolutely dominates the tab fixed odds. Cornrow, the next best, $6.50.
Now, I missed the kick with him. They went up $3, Andrew, when the first markets went up. I ended up taking the 260 with a couple of scratchings. They've adjusted him to that odds on quote, $1.95. And that's short enough. I don't know whether I'd be taking that. I'd wait for them to go $2 again or even better. I think the money's on. Now, I think he wins the race. I think he's the best bet on the card today. Last time out, the margin was 4 lengths between the winner prioritised and him, but the gap should have been a lot closer. He got checked about 50 metres after the start and put him back in the field about 5-6 lengths off the lead, whereas prioritised was on pace, shot clear turning into the straight. This fellow was held up for about 150 metres. Today he's up to class 6, he's down to 54.5, and this is the horse that Damien is riding light to ride today. He's got a couple of other 54.5s, but this is the one that he's doing it for. So I think to get the money to beat number 9, Cornrow. This horse jockey combination. Cornrell and Brad Stewart go very, very well together. Got a win a fortnight ago. I think he's the Quinella horse here. Then 3 1-inch Punch, who trialled very well at Deegan. He's going first up today. Inside gate Little Claim, he's a chance. And then number 6 Drum Beats Choice has been racing well in North Queensland. The 12, I think, will win from 9, 3, and 6.
To race number 7, the rider here for 17 is Andrew Spinks, and number 20 is Luke Tarrant. Nor a rhythm, Rhyme Nor Rhythm, number 11, is the favourite at $4 for Michael Carl. 8, Always a Sacred at $5, and Soliqua, number 17, at $8. But Rhyme Nor the Rhythm is the favourite here, Maxi, at $4.
It's a bit of a raffle. The market turned on its head yesterday afternoon when the early favourite for the race, Neptune Palace, was withdrawn. So the second favourite, Rhyme Nor Rhythm, now the warm favourite here. Look, he's a real specialist at home at Clifford Park, Toowoomba. When he comes to town, he always races well, but seemingly bumps into one or two a little bit better than him on the day. However, I think this is very achievable for him today with no Neptune Palace. I think today's the day for Rhyme Nor Rhythm. Wouldn't be taking any silly odds about him, but he just looks the good from that good draw and Michael Carl in the saddle. Not a lot of depth to this race. 17 Siliquois ran on from last to pick up third. He's in pretty good form. Then number 12, Jackpot. Races on the speed from the good draw, and without a lot of pressure on the pace, Jackpot can certainly hold on. And then 3, Tycoon Ace. 11, 17, 12 and 3.
11, 17, 12 and 3 there. Race 8, repeating the rider for 14, is James Orman. This horse was nominated for the Rosebud, but Toby Edmonds has kept it at home. Number 9, YPO. It's the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $2.90 over number 10, I Am Impinage at $4.80 and 16, Let's Party Marty at $10. So the 9 and the 10, Maxi, dominate it.
Yeah, they're both trained by Toby Edmonds. This is a really good race. For me, this is the highlight today, this three-year-old race. Love YPO, love the way he trialled. Although he's headstrong in that trial at the Gold Coast, hesitated at the start, literally pulled Jeff Lloyd's arms out. He couldn't hold him, and he ended up winning the trial impressively. And then Toby took him for a soft killer Ballina a fortnight ago. Again, he hesitated. He's not brilliant out of the gates. He hasn't picked it up as yet. But, oh, he's a lovely horse. He's got a beautiful action on him. And he won with his head on his chest at Ballina. He's got gate number 2, so he can probably afford to hesitate slightly. But he's got superior speed once he's on the ground. I like him a lot here, number 9, YPO. To beat 6, Johnny White Sox. This guy continues to improve. He gets nasty gates, but he runs well. But this is a really bad draw for him. But I like him going forward, Johnny White Sox. Then 11, So Invincible. Probably should have beaten Count Kamani. Well, no, I wouldn't say that, but should have really tested Count Kamani last start at the coast. This guy hesitated, used up too much gas, ended up running second. Count Kamani blitzed them yesterday at Ipswich, and then this fellow came out heavily back to win at the sunny coast. So he goes okay, beautifully bred, So Invincible. And then I've got number 4 Snicked in the mix, trained by Matt Dunn. Just can't draw an alley, this guy. He's tough, he's honest, and he can certainly win it if he gets any luck from that awkward gate. Love this race, but I'm with YPO. Number 9, beat 6, 11 and 4.
And the last at Doomben, number 19, off the day. Currently Tab Fixed Odds, $2.60 over 13 Jaded Fox at $5.50 and 9 Final Zero at $8.
Yeah, I'm going with the one right down the bottom, number 19 of the day. Her form lines are very, very good here. Can't argue with them at all. A couple back at Ipswich when she won, she beat Bold Gypsy. Bold Gypsy has subsequently won. And then she ran fourth behind Prioritize, Oink and Mashani Sleuth, three of Southeast Queensland's most promising young horses. She got back that day, ran on. Hopefully she's not too far back here. She should get some nice cover from that good draw. All she needs is the gaps in the home straight to appear, and I think she'll get the money, number 19 of the day, for Tony Gollum and Robbie Frabb. To beat number 5, Sorority Sister. Had something on her at massive odds last start. She was around about $60. Just missed third. She gets a lovely run here right behind the speed. This is a dropping grade, I think, for her. Then one Star of Night, fitted up with a couple of barrier trials at the Gold Coast and Deegan. And then 4, Magnus Core, will sit back and run on. 19-5-1-4 in the last. Andrew?
Okay, Robbie Pratt takes the ride on your top tip. So there's the nine races. Competitive day. What it was back with handwritten, wasn't it?
Well, he was a little bit sure. Look, he'll win. We've got plenty of them today, Andrew. We'll go officially with the good things. 1-3 Monto, and then 6-12 Oink.
Oink, race 6, number 12. All right, so 1-3 and 6-12. The first bright and early this morning at 11:32. So don't miss dropping into your local or through the phone and or computer or whatever. 11:32 for race 1, number 3 at Doomben. Thanks a lot, Maxie. Enjoy the nice weather up there.
Absolutely. You too, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Thanks, mate. Michael Maxworthy with his preview for Doomben. We now go to Newcastle. We're on the course proper today, rail at 10 metres. They've done plenty of watering during the week. 25 millimetres have gone on with the windy conditions, three of that in the last 24 hours. It's a soft five with the chance of an upgrade. The scratching start in race four, number four. Races five and six are clear. Race seven, take out two and four. And race 8, the scratchings are 1, 7, 13 and 14. And Gary Harley's online. Good morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I arrived at the track a short time ago. Oh, lovely day.
Yeah.
Magnificent day. Little breeze, but that's no worry. This is a very deep meeting late in the program, mate. Promising horses, a lot having their first start. I think there's, you know, it's a pretty good quality Saturday meeting.
Yeah, there was a few of the trainers mentioned that this morning. And it's a special day. They always have big days at Newcastle on Saturdays, don't they?
They do, mate. And probably about half a dozen Saturdays a year we have big big meetings and the function rooms booked heavily for fundraising. Today it's the cystic fibrosis. We do, I think, a variety, a melanoma, we do a cancer council, all different things like that through the year. And, you know, people like the Mark Years Foundation and that get involved with race meetings. So, yeah, that it's always a great atmosphere in the Saturday. And when you've got Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane to bet on, you know, it makes it great.
All right, we better hook into it here, mate.
Right.
The first at 12:19, no scratchings. Number six, Almighty's the shorty here, $1.90.
Yeah, it looks the best bet of the day, Almighty's. A promising colt trained by Peter and Paul Snowden. He's bred to be good, and he's only had the three runs. The first two runs he had were here at Newcastle. He ran third to Siege of Quebec, who we know so well, on the Beaumont track back at the end of June. And then he come back in. He was three wide with no cover when he was a $1.65 favourite. He was off the map that day. And he runs second, beating him at a length and a quarter to Kaolini. His last start's a big one. He run third at Roseville behind D'Argento and Runaway, who come out and bowled him through the week in a 1,500-metre race. Now, I spoke to Peter Snowden 2 days ago, and Pete said if he wins today, and they're confident he will, you'll probably put him away and bring him back at the back end of the Melbourne Carnival for the Carbine Club.
Yep.
So if he's got ambitions there, you'd think he'd beat this field today. Number three for second, Sacred Edge, very consistent for Chris Waller, should run a place. Four, Social Element, went okay. It's only race start at Hawkesbury. And number seven, Speedway, he was placed the other day at Kembla. 6-3, 4-7.
Race number two, a class two over the mile. Sensacova, number two, is the favourite at 2:40. Just over number one, Seventh Chick, at 2:70.
Yeah, I think Chris Waller can win a couple today. He might even win more. This is one of them, Seventh Chick. Look, she's no superstar, Andrew, but she always runs a good race. She was a winner at Warwick Farm in a benchmark 72, four starts back. Two starts back, she ran third, beaten two lengths at Warwick Farm behind La Chica Bella, and then she ran third at Wyon the other day. Coming to the turn at Wyon, Karen McAvoy had to shake her up and give her a crack with a whip. She wasn't doing a lot. And then in the last 100 metres, she picked up the bit again. Got beat about three quarters of a length. Lee McGorian's riding these horses at Chris's today. Should be able to settle her back off the pace. Hard to hold out. Look, Sensacova is flying. It bowled in at Wyong and it come to Cessnock the other day. And it always gets a mile back. And it's not easy to win at Cessnock coming from the tail. And it unloaded in the straight with a terrific sprint. Got to give it a huge chance here with the 3 kilos off for Rachel Hunt. Not a lot between them. One to beat two, three and five.
To race number three at Newcastle on the course proper, a benchmark 65. This was the one that James Cummings was very upbeat about this morning. Osborne Bulls, number four. It's $1.70 over two Sassaby at $4.60.
Yeah, I think he's a very smart horse too, Andrew. His only start was here on the Beaumont track a couple of weeks back, and he won very easily. He was a massive tip that day. Started favourite. He's got barrier one, Jeff Penza to ride. He looks a winner to me. Number two, Sesame. Now, this is a horse Greg Bennett had. Hasn't started since Greg left. Ran a nice race in the Scone Championship wildcard that was transferred from Musselbrook. N was only beat 2.5 lengths by Art Namor in the Scone Championship preview. Kim Moore's got it now. Gee, I thought it trialled really good the other day at Gosford. Won a trial well. It's the danger. Three better be goods going well. And number six, Nick on the run. 4, 2, 3, and 6.
To race number four, a maiden over the 1,200. Number one, sprinting to win here for Adrian Leigh. $2.90, fixed odds favourite. Gary, how do we pronounce the seven? Maha Langer. Langer.
That's right.
Maha Langer at $3.30. And number two, the Avenger at $3.90.
Hey, the Avenger got me in with a terrific trial win at Rosehill the other day. Another one of Chris Wallace. He'd bowled it in the trial. And Jason Collett rode it. There was a 10 in the trial, settled midfield, then went through to third and went up on the rail on the straight and produced a real good turn of foot and raced right away to win by about 2.5 lengths. It's one of the Denise Martin Star Thoroughbreds syndication by Smart Missile, and I think he's hard to beat, but there's a bit of quality in this race. The horse you spoke about has been heavily backed in the last couple of days. Ma Halanger has never been allowed to get a sweater in both trials. Tommy Berry and Dwayne Dunn rode it in the trials at Rosehill. Never got off the bit at any stage and just kept motoring to the line. Tell you what, it'll be hard to beat here. Sprinting to win, just got beat at Costa the other day. Got to be hard to beat for the Snowdens. And number six best of the others in the race, which is De Crow. 2.716.
Legs of the Quaddy now at Newcastle. Race five is the Stayers Cup over the 2,900 on the course proper. Number two, Napoleon. And number six, Red Dream, joint favourites right now at $4. One, Serious Hoffer at $4.60. And number three, St. Jerome here at $4.80.
On with St. Jerome. By geez, a tough stayer. He won a 2,360 metre here. He bolted in two runs back. Then he went to Cessnock, dropped a bit in class, and he annihilated him out there, won by about 3.5 lengths. Jared Austin's got him at Warwick Farm, and young John Van Overmeer will claim three. He'll only have 55. I noticed in today's Telegraph, I think it was Shane O'Cass, spoke to Jared Austin, and he said the distance is no worry at all. And I think that's the case the way he races. Serious Hoffer, Chad Lever, took it straight to the front the other day at Gosford, and it was never, ever going to get beat. It just cruised up front to win a 2,600-metre race. He's got an enormous chance here, and as we know, Chad's not here, and Andrew Gibbons will ride, and Gibbo did ride it. It won at Kembla, three runs back. It's a big hope. Napoleon, he's a funny horse. He don't win very often, but he's got the ability to win this. He's a stable mate of St. Jerome. And number six has got a big hope too, Red Green. This is a terrific race. 2,900. I'm guessing I'll start about the 900-metre barriers, come to the Wynnum post, and one to go.
Okay, and the full numbers there, three to beat.
The number's 3, 1, 2, and 6.
3, 1, 2, and 6. Thanks a lot, Gary. Race 6, the maiden over the sprint, 900 metres. They can leave the barriers there, Gary.
Yeah, exactly.
Number 2, Latin Boys, the favourite at 3.60. Over Corrie Glen, number 5 at 3.90. And 3, Meteor Gal at $4.60.
One of your mates drives Latin Boy, Richard Friedman.
Yes, for the colours.
We made him the best bet. As you know, you did a preview with me the other day at Musselbrook, we made Richard the best bet.
Yeah.
Wasn't over happy with it, but the horse won.
Yeah.
It won for him. Look, it's got a good chance, Latin Boy, but, mate, I was taken by the trial of Gary Portelli's horse, the mare number 3, Meteor Gal. She's a jump and run, and this is only 900 metres. She set up a huge lead in that trial, and she just kept rolling to the line. Beanie Pena rode her in the trial. She's on again today. She'll claim two. It's got a bit of a tricky draw, but there's only the one turn. But it'll jump and run. I reckon it'll cross and lead. Latin Boy's got a great hope for Richard. Four placings from six starts. Former James Cummings horse. First run for Richard. Nice trial at Rosehill the other day. Got one barrier. Number five, got a chance. Corrie Glen for the Hawkses, back from Melbourne. And six, the last, 3, 2, 5, 6.
The seventh race, number one, So Hard to Catch, in a small field, $1.70 over Mon Bellamy, number five, at $5.
I'm going for a bit of value here. Number three, Fancy Nickus, has been placed its last four. Scone, Newcastle, Musselbrook and Taree. No star, but she's as honest as the day. And here on the home track, at around about $5 or $6, I reckon she can run a big race. I know Mark Newnham's very keen on So Hard to Catch. I think he told you this morning.
Yeah.
He thought it was just win today. And it's going to be hard to beat. That's why it's so short. It's got good form for a race like this. Number five for third, Mon Bellamy. Won Wellie the other day for Lee Curtis. And six, Derby's Blue Girl. 3, 1, 5, 6.
At the moment, Fancy Nickers at $5.50 with Tab Fixed Odds. And the last at Newcastle, number 11, Safina here in an open race, $4.20. Three Fading Shades at $4.40. Number four, Joy for Us at $4.60.
Gee, this is a good race, Andrew. It's a maiden. It's only a maiden, but there's a few first starters and nice trialers there. The Horse of the Hawks is Fading Shades. I've got her on top, Fastnet Rockmare. She was outstanding in a recent trial at Rose Hill. She got way back second last, and Kobe Jennings took her to the outside, the widest on the home turn, and she just kept running on. Very impressed with the trial. Kobe's here to ride. Think it'll be hard to beat. Go down to number 11, Zafina for Gary Portelli, another one for Beanie Pena. Geez, it just jumped and ran in the trial, and it bolted in at Warwick Farm in a recent trial. It went really good, had no pressure on it. Number four, Joy for Us, went really good for Bjorn Baker. It's only run at Wine the other day, only beaten half a length. And the Snowden horse, Jahara, Peter said to me the mother was pretty smart, emotional circus. And this filly having a first start trial, good at Gosford, but he said she will get back like a mother used to, but she'll be strong late and she'll be pretty good in the future. 3, 11, 4, and 8, mate.
Righto, and the best is back in race one?
Yeah, I think there's some open races late in the day. In the quaddies, I've put 3 and 4 in most of them, but race one, I think the $1.90 would do me for almighty. Race one, number six.
All right, mate, we'll hear you right through the day. The first at 12:19. Good luck to everybody at Newcastle. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley there. Just coming up to 10 o'clock.